Hello, have you missed me? We had a great time last week in the Big Smoke. Me, Nathan, Dr. Ains, we had a rather good day. Talk a little bit about that later on. Right, welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox in association with Smile Radio, bringing you the music and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio, playing music that matters. So if you want to get in touch, you can do so by email, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. You can nip over to the website, that's thecodfatherdj.com. You can catch me on Smile Radio, that's www.smileradio.co. And that's Twitter and Instagram at Smile Radio 3. Right, kicking off today, we have a band I saw a couple of weeks ago at the Ed Row House, Leeds. They were supporting Dilly Dally, absolutely fantastic. They're a four-piece rock punk outfit from West Yorkshire. It's a real mixture of 90s rock with a modern, heavier vibe to it. There's varied influences in there, definitely, which shape their music. And to top it off, there's great vocals from Alicia. You know, it brings it all together. They're playing at the Record Junkie in Sheffield tonight, so if you're in that vicinity, go down and see them. This is Edited People and Feel My Skin. Some gothic pastoral rock there. Well, folk rock if you like it. From Carla LaGrange, and that was Walk Up Dead. She's a Cambridge philosophy graduate. She played a trade in the open mic nights. Wonderful singer-songwriter, it's a boot for me. Right. Anyone for beans on toast? No, it's not a meal option. It's he's a folk troubadour with a DIY approach. His actual name is Jay McAllister. He first came to the public attention when he opened Glastonbury Festival back in 2005 as a self-professed drunk folk singer. This is Things. You are listening to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox.
I'm not a poster boy for recreational drugs. I'm a 32-year-old man with a pocket full of stories, a handful of songs and a free chord master plan. I try to be nice and enjoy myself and I take things in my stride. I see the poetry and the simple things that happen in my life. And I believe in love and family and trusting in my friends. Believe in myself, but I also know that I don't know everything. So I don't take things too seriously and I like to play the fool. I understand the best things in life aren't things at all. The best questions go unanswered, the best mysteries untold. I keep my head held high, keep my shoes untied, keep a movement in my soul. Well, if everything happens for a reason and everything's gonna be alright, well, one thing leads to another, these things happen all the time. When I look at the big picture and I just see loads of holes, some of them so far away and some right here at home. But I'm not surprised when politics sells off its policies and religion contradicts itself with every blasphemy. The prophecy, it came and went and I'm stood where I stand in the same blue Nike hoodie with a bin bag in my hand. The best journeys are best travelled with the best of friends. The best beginnings start before the means to an end. So be careful, be cautious, beware. Bollocks, that's bullshit, be a breath of fresh air. Well, I'm not sure what fracking is, but it sounds really bad. Drilling holes into the hills and poisoning the land. Searching for an energy that we're told that we need by the people who own the shares in the fracking companies. At least we've got the internet to form our own opinions. Till someone that you've never met decides to outlaw wanking. They'll watch what you get off on, see whether they agree with that. It's like it was a secret that human beings masturbate. And if you let them censor one thing, then they're soon gonna censor more. Till the things that you see aren't real anymore. And if we stop thinking for ourselves, then things are gonna get bad. Something worth thinking about before things get out of hand. We'll be right back.
Was Sockets from one of my favourite bands, Slaves. Apparently they played all not so long ago. They're worth seeing. Right, up next and on we go is False Hearts. They're from Cambridgeshire and they took the music scene by storm since their arrival back in 2016, and they've played various stages of the beloved festivals. It's a pretty compelling, passionate, driven music that they play. And they've also graced the airwaves of BBC Introducing. And they're also playing next Saturday the 16th of February at the Underbelly, Oxton in London.
The golden stone with the rival blood. I need to feel the love.
Wow, a bit of a riff fest going on there. Spoiling you as always. It's usually me that cocks it up, but there you go. Yeah, like I say, spoiling you as always, playing music that matters. That was Stitched Up Heart and Graves, the rock band from Hollywood, and they're fronted by female vocalist Mixie. She said you have to listen to the lyrics as they make you, they're going to make you feel something. So there you go. Well, that was certainly a bit of growling going on there. Right, next on the jukebox, we have singer-songwriter Lucy Rose. She's from Warwickshire. She's originally a drummer before progression to guitar and writing folk songs. She drew influences off the likes of Joni Mitchell and Neil Young, and she's toured with Bombay Bicycle Club, Nora and the Whale, and she's also guest vocals on albums by the Manic Street Preachers and Bombay Bicycle Club. This is the beautiful song, it's called Conversation.
Conversation don't come easy, but I've got a lot to say. If you look at what we once had, well, it fills many moons away. But I can't.
I'm not. I'll teach you, take the love, take the dust, take the self-belief. Make your shoes look squeaky clean. If you want to be a leader, stop being a cheater. Spouse if you ain't enough, the people you know. Spouse if you ain't enough, just let go. All my friends, it is good again, and I tell.
Bit of alternative rock poetry there from Youngblood. Not to be, well, what's the word I'm looking for? To be, I don't know. Misinterpreted as Youngblood. It's Y-U-N-G-B-L-U-D, not Y-O-U-N-G-B-L-O-O-D. Because I know there is a band, because my wife likes that one. A vowel, please, a vowel. Oh, Carol Vorderman's in the building. But I don't want you, you know, I don't want you getting confused with the two. That was the word I'm looking for. A bit like me, old and addled and confused. But there you go. So that was Youngblood with Lorna. They come from the northeast of England, and you can check them out. They're playing the Newcastle at O2 Sunday the 10th of March, and the Manchester Academy on Monday the 11th of March. Tickets are available from Ticketmaster. Right, I've got a double dose of garage rock coming up now. It's from a Melbourne singer-songwriter, Courtney Barrett. I really couldn't decide which song to play, so you're getting both. First up will be Nobody Really Cares If You Don't Go to the Party, and that will be followed by Pedestrian at Best. This is the Alternative Jukebox, and you're listening to The Codfather.
Yeah.
couple of great tunes there from Courtney Barrett. Right, I'd just like to mention, you know, a big thank you to Lee, Nathan and our driver Don. As you know, we went down to London last week to speak to award-winning blues guitarist Marino. You know, I'd like to thank him for his hospitality as well. We had a great day. We've got a great interview. It's all in the editing process at the moment. And it will be aired soon on www.smileradio.co. And if you do happen to miss it, you will be able to catch up on Podbean. That's www.thecodfather.podbean.com. It is worth a listen to. There's some great tracks from Marino himself and some of his favourite artists that include Floyd, Santana, Bob Dylan. So, you know, check it out. Right, on we go. So we've got Matthew and the Atlas coming up now. He's a British folk rocker. He's hailing from Aldershot. He writes his own songs. Matthew Egerty, he actually taught himself to play guitar. He was age 15 at the time. And he quickly joined an alternative heavy rock band. He was also writing his own songs, like I say, from the start. And he took his process of writing songs a little bit more seriously when he heard the likes of Bob Dylan, Nick Drake and Jeff Buckley. And his band are regulars at the London Notting Hill Arts Club. And this is Matthew and the Atlas on a Midnight Street.
Dream.
Quality music comes as standard with the Codfather, as always. That was Come On Down from Budapest rock and roll trio, The Electric Black. I've got some psychedelic garage rock up next from a Parisian female trio. They're called Black Luna, and the song is Electric Bride.
I wanna know. I wanna know. I wanna know. I want you down on my.
Well, that was Wild Flag. They're from Portland, Oregon, and that was Electric Band. They had a short-lived career, started out in 2010 and disbanded in 2013, but they did have a self-titled debut album to boot. Well, again, time's beaten us, and I do hope you have enjoyed the show once again. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. You know, please, if you like what you're hearing, spread the word, share it on your social media, let people know what we're doing, you know, giving all these original artists, you know, a bit of airplay. And if you are an original band or artist and you'd like to be considered for the playlist, you know, send me a tune to thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. As always, a big thank you to the production team, Nathan Downs, Dr. Haynes, Susie, and of course, Smile Radio, and you for listening. Playing out today is a four-piece from Omaha, Nebraska. Post-punk indie rock band. This is The Faint and I Disappear, which is what I'm going to do now. I'll catch you next week.